Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Vata's War by Elizabeth Moon. Vata's War, Book 1. Trading in Danger, Part 1. Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Jonathan Watkins, Christopher Graybill, Barbara Pinolini, Thomas Penny, Tim Getman, Andy Clements, Lily Beacon, Michael Glenn, Stephen Carpenter, Terrence Aselford, Michael John Casey, James Lewis, Mort Shelby, Ken Jackson, Lily David, Sonny Lasky, Joe Brack, Dylan Lynch, Richard Rowan, Tom Simpson, Tim Carlin, Casey Platt, and Colleen Delaney.
Kailara Vata came to attention in front of the Commandant's desk. One sheet of flat copy lay in front of him, the print too small for her to read upside down. She had a bad feeling about this. On previous trips to the Commandant's office, she had been summoned by an icon popping up on her desk comp. Those had all been benign visits, the result of exams passed in the top 5%, or prizes won, and the Commandant had greeted her with the most thawed of his several frosty expressions. Today, though...
Cadet Vata.
Sir!
The Commandant's left eyelid drooped ominously. Rumor had it that if his left eyelid actually closed, cadets died. She wasn't sure she believed that, but she hoped she wasn't about to find out.
I won't even ask what you thought you were doing. I don't want to know. I don't care.
Sir?
Don't play the innocent with me, cadet. You are a disgrace to the service.
Kai almost shook her head in confusion. The Commandant brandished a sheet of paper.
Going outside the chain of command like this, embarrassing the service.
Sir!
She was caught between the etiquette that required silence until she was given leave to speak, and a desperate need to find out what had the Commandant's eyelid hovering ever nearer to its mate.
You have something to say, cadet. Do go ahead.
Sir, with the greatest respect, this cadet does not know to what the Commandant is referring.
Oh, you can play the innocent all you want, cadet, and maintain that formal falderal. But you don't fool me. Well, since you insist, let's try this. Do you recall the name Mandy Rocher?
Yes, sir. Second year, third squad.
And you can think of no reason why I might connect that name and yours?
Sir, I helped Cadet Rocher locate a Miss Narii Chaplain last weekend when Chaplain Oser was away.
A dim glimmer of what might be the problem came to her, but she couldn't believe there would be that much fuss about that.
And just how did you locate a Miss Narii Chaplain, Cadet?
I called my mother, sir.
You called your mother, and told your mother to do what, cadet?
I asked her if her friend Jucha could refer me to a Miss Narii chaplain near the academy.
For what reason?
I told her that one of the underclassmen was overdue for confession, and the academy chaplain was out of town.
You didn't tell her what he wanted to confess?
Sir, I don't know what he had to confess. I only know that he was in distress and needed a chaplain, and I thought...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?